Welcome to Chats for You. I'm James Walker, and this is the podcast where I try and talk to people I like, and they sometimes let me. Great premise, right? Great premise for a podcast. I'm a fan of it, certainly. This 48th episode features a chat with the comedian Fearne Brady. But just before we get onto that, guys, just got to talk about something that is pretty exciting right now. So, in the next few days, there's going to be some Avengers here in Edinburgh. The actual Avengers out of the films Avengers and all the Marvel-y ones. So they're going to be here in Edinburgh filming some scenes. It's not quite clear who it's going to be yet, just like some of the Avengers, that's sort of all we know. And I thought, oh, it'd be pretty nice and good for me if I could chat to them for this podcast. That'd be very exciting. But as I'm not clear, as I said, which ones are going to be here yet, I can't specifically get in contact with certain people. So I thought I'm going to let you guys in on like the behind the scenes info on how I'm going about trying to get them as guests on this podcast. And I've started off with a tweet. And the tweet, you might think, oh, that's not, you've not put much effort into that. But tweets, guys, I don't know if you know, can go worldwide. Like, I can tweet this, and then someone at a different bit of the world can read it. That is worldwide, isn't it? So I've done this tweet, and as I said, kept it vague, because I don't know who it's going to be yet. But this is the tweet I've sent out. Avengers, this is an official invite to appear on my podcast while you're in Edinburgh. Please contact my people, in brackets, me, to arrange. Thanks. And I think you'll agree, if you'd sent that tweet out, you'd be pretty happy with it. Kind of covers all the bases. It's an official invite. It's not one of those unofficial ones that they probably get. Please contact my people. That sounds very professional. But then I've specified me, because I don't have any people. But they don't need to know that. So, yeah, that is my attempt to try and get some of the Avengers on the podcast so far. I might try and keep you updated with how that's going. But guys, just to let you, I'd subscribe now, because you never know who's going to pop up on here. Might be a little RDJ, Robert Downey Jr. We might have a chat about, what's he like? I think he likes dogs. I've got a dog. We might chat about that. So yeah, that's something you can maybe look forward to. A possible chat with Robert Downey Jr. about dogs. And I think you know deep down that's what you need in your lives right now. In the meantime, we're going to move on to this chat I had with Fearne Brady back in, I think it was around September of 2016. It was a fun chat. We covered a few different topics, quite a few. But I think we mainly talked about bread. So do enjoy us chatting about stuff. And then towards the end, mainly bread. Now, enjoy that now.
So, Fearne, when was the last time you seen what you were doing, just a situation in life, and thought, I am a silly woman?
Just now, when I was running.
Have you liked to fill people in, what you?
I just met James. I came into the hotel fresh from a run, and I don't go running normally. So I look like an idiot. I run really wonky and funny. Like that episode of Friends where Phoebe goes
That's
running.
What I was picturing in my head. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought you were picturing a gazelle. Elegant gazelle-like woman. Yeah, so I went running and I looked like a fanny. But I don't know anyone in Edinburgh anymore. So right. I was like, I don't need to worry really.
Yeah. These people will never see me again. I can just run past them and there'll be no ramifications for me in the future.
If anything, if I run past a group of people, I run faster so that they can they don't have time to like laugh at me.
Oh, right. So it's just a blur to them when you run past. It's just a complete blur, and they're like, oh, who's that? Probably someone really cool. Is that what they're thinking, do you think?
So no, I think the fact I was wearing a Stans t-shirt made me look even more of a loser as well.
Stans pretty cool. I think it was...
I just didn't have all my other t-shirts were for gigs. So I couldn't wear anything else. But it does... Yeah, so probably going for a run while wearing a Stans branded t-shirt while doing a weekend of gigs at the Stans.
Right, yeah.
Makes it look like I'm too in a comedy.
Right, yeah.
It's not, they just gave me that for free.
Yeah. It's then weird that you're going to go on that bike later that has a Stan branding on it and ride that around town. That's going
to
be very rude.
I thought about riding a bike tomorrow and cycling around, but any time I go cycling, I get run over or fall off the bike.
Yeah, that's not ideal. Has that happened before then?
Yeah, my mum wouldn't let me go on road safety lessons at school, cycling safety lessons.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she was really overprotective, so now I can't really cycle properly.
Right, okay.
For our cycling proficiency thing, they were supposed to let you cycle into school every day that week, but my mum wouldn't let me because my parents always thought I was going to get murdered, like, all the time.
Right.
Which I now realise isn't normal.
Yeah.
So my mum would only let me do it as long as I cycled slowly while she walked alongside me all the way to school. And I was like 12 or 13.
Right, yeah.
And she was just shouting at me as I slowly cycled.
Was it like supportive stuff she was shouting though? Was she cheering you on?
No, or? She was like, I can't believe I have to do this. Why do I have to do cycling professionally?
Right.
Yeah.
So it didn't help at all? It didn't spur you on?
No, I can't cycle
right,
on the roads.
Yeah. Didn't help at all. Cool. So what's a cliche joke you hear all the time around stand-ups that you'd like to get rid of, that you just like to get rid of in the world?
Tell me a joke. That's not really a joke. The people that say it always deliver it as if it's a joke, which is very confident of them. Or do you mean a cliche jokes that stand-ups say?
Well, just kind of things that come up a lot, maybe like between stand-ups and that, yeah, as well. Like I'm thinking...
Oh, who books that? Have you heard of that?
Right, yeah, I've heard that one, yeah. So what's kind of the history of that, just to fill people in?
It comes from two things.
Yeah.
It firstly comes from comedians, even though loads of comedians are ambitious, if anyone's really earnest in how ambitious they are, someone would post something about a gig and a comedian would comment underneath on Facebook, who books that, mate? Comedians, for some reason, are against people asking who booked that. You have to ask it in a more covert way. And then it became more of the way it became a joke was a comedian would post like, oh, I just had to do, this is a gig I had to do. Just turned up to a gig and there was a funeral in the next room and I had to play to like two people while the funeral went on next door. And someone would comment, who books that? So that's the who books that.
Yeah. So you'd want to get rid of that, or do you actually quite like it?
No, I like it, and it's been running and running for 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. In, let's say, in the past, pre-gig, when you have like the standard nerves before you go out on stage, and you get into your own headspace, in that moment, whose headspace would you rather be in terms of a famous figure's like confidence that you admire? Like someone that
actually, I know this one.
Yeah.
Rather than think of comedians that I really admire when I get nervous, that just makes me think, oh, I don't want to do comedy now.
Yeah.
Like I saw James Acaster do an hour for the first time, and it just made me not want to do comedy because he was so good. So the way I helped motivate myself to do my first Fringe show was I would think of comedians that are really, really awful, but incredibly confident.
Right.
And I think, would so-and-so be intimidated by this?
Right,
no.
Right.
And I'd be like, they're rubbish. But they've done like 5 solo shows, even though they have nothing to say and no jokes. And they never let anything get in their way.
Yeah.
So that's how I...
Yeah, helped. You tackle it from one of their perspectives.
I just think, what would so-and-so do?
Yeah.
And it really helped me so much.
Yeah, that's cool. Just because you were chatting about James Acaster, when he was on this, he said The Rock the rest of the rock is the person that he thinks about. So let's say people come in to see you, what would you say, what's your ideal audience member? Like what age would they be? What's their general vibe? And then also think about this, a Fair and Brady uniform that all of your fans could wear along to your show.
This already exists. So I have a very, very specific type of person that comes to see me, and it's men aged 25 to 34. They often have beards. They are into gaming. They often work in IT. Often love wrestling. Even though I don't mention wrestling or have any interest in wrestling myself, and they're quite nerdy guys. And that is my core audience.
That your core audience, yeah.
Yeah, and I mentioned it in my show this year. Because I did this BBC gig. And the runner at the BBC was like, yeah, my female friend went to see your show and she thought it was going to be feminist and said the audience was just a sausage fest. And I was like, I can't help that. I don't know why they come to the shows.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mentioned it in my show this year, and my friend who was in Rights Code for a living, I was like, the people that come and see me are men aged 25 to 34. They love gaming and wrestling. And then this big bearded guy next to my friend went, yup. Just under his breath. So yeah, that's, yeah.
Have you worked out what like the wrestling crossover is? Is it something
like I have no idea. Because I really don't like wrestling.
Right, right, yeah.
I think it's, I don't know, like.
It's just like a side,
like they,
side
they
point.
Like domineering women.
Right, right.
Okay. Or something.
If there were to be Fair and Brady merchandise, okay?
Yeah.
What would you, let's say you had this Fair and Brady action figure.
Every time you say my name, people in the hotel are going to think, who are these two wankers?
Do you want me to say a different name?
Yeah.
What name should I go with?
I don't know.
If you give me a name, I'll say it as if
no,
it's yours.
No, go on. Right, okay. Action figure.
Okay. If there were to be a Fair and Brady action figure, it sounds really weird being whispering it, but I've done that so it's like quieter. What would you want its look to be? Like, what would this action figure wear? Like, what do you think is the thing you commonly wear the most? And who would your arch nemesis be in this world if they could get an action figure of that? Like, imagine like an Action Man Dr. X sort of thing.
Oh, yes. I would be wearing black jeans, trainers, and some sort of tomboyish top. Because that's what I have to dress like for the stage. And I suppose my nemesis would be dressed in a very girly way and would be very well groomed and would be wearing heels.
Right.
And would be thinner than me.
So what would the, let's say this is the final scene of a film.
No, my nemesis action hero would be a sort of everyman, a lovable everyman comedian.
Right, okay.
Who's laddish.
Yeah. So these are just a couple things I've been wondering recently in order to improve myself. This is just for me, these sorts of ones. So what would you say is the perfect length for a nap? What's the perfect nap length?
It's supposed to be 20 to 30 minutes, but the actual time I always have many sleeps is 2 hours, and then I feel terrible.
I'm the same. Like, yeah. If I go to sleep and I don't like have any alarm or anything, 2 hours later is when I wake up.
And how do you feel when you wake up?
I don't feel ideal. Like,
you feel bad inside.
Yeah.
You feel like a confused baby.
Yep.
You don't feel good in your body.
It's weird. But
everything feels wrong.
There's some people who can just like do tiny wee sleeps like without any alarms or anything. They can just program themselves.
Yeah, I just can't do it. I've tried setting the alarm and then I'll just like lie staring at the ceiling for 15 minutes.
Yeah, so you've got, so we're saying 2 hours, but that's not really the perfect length. It's just what we do personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need to work on both our snooze games.
It's better just to not do it, I think.
Just no naps.
Sleep well at night.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good message, just to anyone listens.
Yes.
Sleep well at night, people.
Yes.
Good message. Cool. How do you react to meeting someone with the same name? Because I've realised when I meet someone that's also called James and they say their name's James, I say like, oh, cool. It's not really that cool.
That never happens.
What do you do if you have you not met another Farron?
I met a dog's called Farron.
Right, and what did the dog say? It's probably nothing human.
So it's a very popular dog's name. God, sorry, I'm just thinking of all the dogs I've met called Farron. Like, there's been like at least three.
That's quite, yeah.
There was one on my street called that. I've never met a human called Farron.
Right.
So I was at a gig once in a place called Glossop. And the gig was to three old ladies and a greyhound, and it was really hard, obviously, with right. that audience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was being paid in cake, and I don't especially like cake. And afterwards, I sort of like begrudgingly ate the cake just to get some kind of payment. Yeah. And then I heard one of the women saying, "Why are you so shit, Farron? Stop eating all the cake, Farron." I kept saying that, and I was like, look, I tried my best, right? And then I also turned around, and the greyhound was eating cake off the table, and the greyhound was called Farron, and she was just, like, shouting at it. But I thought it was, like, an inner monologue that was happening
yeah.
at the time.
That made a complete U-turn. I thought those women were very rude, and then, no, it's a dog.
Yeah.
How was the cake? Did it make up for the gig?
I find cake kind of rank, and I mean, I will eat it, but it's just, it's like, just dead sickly.
Right, right. Any particular cakes that you're fine with, or is it?
Yeah. Do you know what I like baking? Swedish, there's these Swedish cardamom buns. There's a place makes them in Edinburgh called Peter's Yard. But it's pretentious and they're unbelievably overpriced.
Right.
So I learned how to make them. Cardamom bulla. That's what they're called.
Cardamom?
Cardamom bulla.
Cardamom bulla.
Cardamom. Yeah.
Cardamom bulla. Okay, well.
So I'm going to make a load of them when I get back to London. I like them.
Yeah.
But I like them because they're more like bread. They're like sweet bread.
Yeah. You've already said you like bread as well. That's
I love
out there.
Bread. Yeah. Bread will be my downfall. Bread is killing me.
Yeah. What's your favourite form of bread?
Shit.
If I was to like in my bag, oh, here's some bread, what would the best thing be?
Sourdough, but I was in a sourdough before it was everywhere.
Right.
Because, you know, it's everywhere yeah. now. And
You were like those people that wear like the t-shirts of the band that no one's heard of. You had like that yeah. sourdough t-shirt that you're wearing around.
Yeah.
Get into but sourdough, guys.
To be honest, there's so many. It'd be harder for me to name a bread that I don't like.
Oh, wow.
Like, I love sourdough. I love challah or challah. It's like a Jewish bread that's like brioche,
right?
But better, like brioche. Fucking every bread. I like brown bread.
Oh.
I like rye bread.
Oh.
I even like that horrible flat sour
yeah.
German bread. There is not a bread that I don't like. Apart from, I don't like gluten-free bread because it has a bad texture.
Right, yeah.
Gluten is what makes bread good.
Yeah. When you were saying that, it was a bit like that Calvin Harris song where he talks about all the different types of girls he likes, but you saying different words.
Honestly, like, it was my anniversary with my boyfriend the other day, and he got me bread as a gift. And he was like, because you love bread. But then he took it off me again. And I did say to him, please do not bring bread into this house. And because I eat it all.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I love bread.
Well, this kind of ties into, I've got a trademark question, okay?
Yeah.
So let's say, interviewers, sometimes people think interviewers need like a real talent and that. I just think they need one killer question and that's how they rise to the top. That's like Jonathan Ross, he's probably just got one question that was really good and that gets him up to the top. So my one, you've already sort of covered it quite a bit. What do you like?
Bread.
Exactly, we've covered it already, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I would have asked that, but then you've already said all the bread stuff, so it's sort of, we've covered it, but just...
My action figure would be holding a bread, a whole loaf of bread.
Yeah. And then at Christmas
time... I love
time,
focaccia as well.
Yeah, at Christmas time you could like get, you can say, oh mum, can I get the new the bread accessory for the fern toy?
I'll tell you what, I don't like paninis. Why is anyone still serving them? We're not, you know, this isn't 2004.
Yeah. I think someone finally needed to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good that someone said it.
I might do a podcast about bread.
Yeah. Also, your name is very close. I didn't want to make the joke, but...
It is, actually.
I mean, you've surely noticed that before. That's not something that's...
Never.
Really?
No, I don't...
Fern Brady?
I don't really notice stuff much. Yeah.
Yeah, Fern Brady. That works. That works. So that's fine. We're nearly wrapping up here, but this is the deepest question of them all. Okay? It's very deep. What would you like to ask yourself?
Do you value bread over success? Oh. Because if you keep eating bread, they're going to keep not letting you on Mark the Week. And I don't even know how to answer it, James. I don't.
Yeah.
So I think I do like bread more than success.
Yeah.
But I'm frightened.
You're frightened of bread?
No, I'm frightened that that fact is true.
Right. Okay. So you're worried about the bread? And if if I cared
enough about getting on telly, I would stop eating bread.
Yeah. What if Mock the Week changed into a show not about topical stuff, just bread?
If it was Mock the Bread, I'd say no.
Oh yeah, because you'd be mocking bread.
I'd say there isn't a single bread that I could pick on.
Mock the panini.
Well, if it was Bread the Week, I would do that.
Bread the Week.
I would be the host.
So basically, to wrap up, is it just like any final message that you'd like to give to the people listening? Anything you want to get off your chest? And just anything you'd like out there in the world at the end of this chat?
Don't get into bread if you're not into it now.
Yeah.
Don't start. Just stay the way you are, because bread is one of the main contributors to obesity.
Yeah, and you don't want to be at the stage where you're getting like a bread patch on your arm to stop you having bread.
I don't know what I'm going to do about it. I've had to go cold turkey with it because I can't just have moderate amounts of it.
Right.
Can't have it in the house.
You see, like if you were to have a soup, how many slices of bread would you have to dip into the soup?
I wouldn't even order. The only reason I would order the soup would be for the bread.
Yeah. So then you just say to the waiter, just the bread actually, forget the soup. Just a bowl of bread?
Yeah.
Yep, cool. Thank you, Fern Brady.
Thanks.
For doing this podcast.
Thanks.
That was my chat with Fern Brady. Thank you very much to Fern for having a chat with me. If you're listening to this podcast straight away, like basically as soon as it's released, I can let you know that Fern is doing a gig this Sunday at The Stand in Edinburgh, where she is recording her second solo show, Male Comedienne. And so that's the 26th of March. Head to thestand.co.uk if you want to get tickets for that. Fern is also on Twitter at Fern Brady. She's got a website as well, which is fernbrady.co.uk. And you can keep up to date with what she is up to. The next episode of this will be a follow-up chat with Josie Long. So I had to chat with Josie quite a few years ago now, a couple of years ago, I think. So you can listen to part one of that to get yourselves ready if you want to. And yeah, part two will be the next episode of this that is out. And I'll keep you updated with any Avengers info that comes my way. Thanks for listening to this. If you want to keep up to date with the podcast and what's happening, you can follow it at Chats4You on Twitter. I'm on there as well, so at James Walker Guy. And if you did enjoy listening, it'd be great if you could leave a glowing 5-star review on the iTunes store. But nothing less than glowing, just a glowing one, that'd be great. And if you could tell people about the podcast, that'd be good as well. I'm not getting any money to do this, losing money even. So if people could know about the podcast a bit more, that'd be great. If you enjoyed it, let me know. Yeah, so all of that, what I just said, thanks for listening. See you next time. Oh, that sounds good. That's like a professional sign-off. Guys, see you next time. Oh, yeah, mate. Keeping that in.